我们昨天谈到约书亚带领以色列百姓他们渡过了约旦河。
Yesterday we talked about Joshua leading the Israelites crossing Jordan River.
并且他们因着信心那神的帮助让约旦河水断绝走干地而过。
Through faith and the help of God that the water of Jordan stopped and they were able to cross over in dry land.
他们也特别立了十二块石头来告知后代的子孙神是怎么帮助他们。
They also set up 12 memorial stones to proclaim to their next generation of how God had helped them.
早上我们要继续来谈过了约旦河的这个以色列百姓，他们要开始一个崭新的生活。
So for this class, I would like to share with you their new life, the beginning of their new life.
第五章的一开始就谈到因着神帮助以色列百姓走干地过约旦河的这件事情，让周这个迦南地所有的人他们都害怕，心都消化。
The beginning of chapter 5, it describes how the Canaanites and the Amorites, their heart melted after they have heard of how the Israelites cross over the river of Jordan.
过去只是听说了，现在是真正看见了。
In the past, they have only heard of the Israelites and their God, but now they have seen it with their own eyes.
过去听说以色列的神是怎么帮助以色列人在约旦河东怎么过红海，怎么战胜那约旦河东的诸王。
In the past, they've only heard of how the God of Israel had helped them in the east side of Jordan and how they've conquered all the other kings.
那现今是亲眼看到神带领以色列百姓同样的走干地过约旦河。
But now they have witnessed with their own eyes of how God led them through crossing the Jordan River.
那可想而知的这些迦南地的这些诸王们他们知道自己的下场一定会跟约旦河东边的那些诸王一样。
In their hearts, these kings thought that they might end up the same as the king east of Jordan.
所以他们不再有勇气他们也不敢再跟以色列人来说什么。
Because of that, they have no spirit in them any longer to talk to the Israelites.
我们在昨天谈到说打仗不是单单靠着武器。
Yesterday we mentioned that battles does not depend on the weapons that you have.
除了靠着神的帮助之外那个民心士气那个勇气很重要。
Other than God's help, the morale of the army is very important.
在中国人的这个 有一本教导作战的叫做孙子兵法这个兵法书上有一句话说夺气夺心意思就是说如果这个在军队打仗如果让对方的士气勇气失掉的话他们就没有心要打这个仗。
In the Chinese book of tactics, it states that if theenemy's morale is very high, then your own army's morale will become low and they would lose their courage to fight.
今天为什么我们在属灵的征战经常会失败？
So how is it that we often lose our spiritual battle today?
我们在传福音的作战当中我们好像没有进展。
How come there's no development in our battle of preaching the gospel?
因为我们没有心。
It is because our morale is very low.
为什么我们失去的那个心呢？就是我们没有勇气。
And the reason of that is because we are lacking of courage.
所以我们应该要求神加添我们的信心，加添我们的属灵勇气。
So we need to ask God to increase our faith as well as courage.
如同约书亚跟加勒当年告诉这个以色列百姓一样。
Just like Joshua and Caleb who told the Israelites back then.
虽然其他十个探子抱着信息说到这个迦南地的这个城墙高大人也高大而且有亚纳族的巨人在那边。
Even though the other 10 spies brought the report that the enemy's walls and the people were too great. Especially they have the giants called Anak.
那我们呢，在他们面前好像蚱蜢一样哦。我们看我们自己也像蚱蜢一样。
In front of them, we are like grasshoppers.
哎，但是加勒跟约书亚可不是这么样看。
But Joshua and Caleb did not see it that way.
哦，因为他们拥有神的勇气。
Because they have the courage from God.
哦，神称赞这个加勒说他另有一个心智，专心要跟从神。
God praised Caleb, saying that Caleb has the heart to follow God wholeheartedly.
我说加勒有心。
Because he has the heart.
哦，他有心依靠神，有心跟从神。
He has the heart to rely on God and to follow God.
因为他有神给他的勇气。
Because he has the courage that God has given him.
哦，所以虽然他后来年纪大了，但是啊，他仍然保持那个跟随神的心跟勇气。
Even in his old age, he still kept the heart of following God with courage.
哦，这个也是他能够得胜的原因。
This is the reason why he was able to overcome and be triumphant.
哦，今天很多弟兄姐妹对我们真耶稣教会失去了信心跟勇气。
A lot of brothers and sisters today have lost courage and faith in our own church.
哦，所以啊，不敢承认啊，不敢。自我认为说我们是唯一得救的教会。
So we are unable to admit to others that we're the only safe church.
哦，表面好像是谦卑啊，那其实是没有信心，没有勇气。
On the surface, we seem to be very humble to say that. However, in reality, that is because lack of faith.
因为我们明明知道我们有全备的真理，我们有神的能力同在，我们有圣灵。
We know that we have the truth and the abidance of God as well as the Holy Spirit.
哦，那其他的教会到目前为止啊，我们还没有发现像我们那么全备的。
And if you look at the churches outside, we haven't seen any that is as complete.
哦，但是我们却羞于告诉人说，哎，我们呢是得救的教会。
However, we're so shameful to tell others that we're the only safe church.
哦，到目前是唯一的。
And the only true church.
哦。为什么
？Why？
因为啊，我们失去了信心跟勇气。
Because we have lost our faith and our courage.
所以我们求神哦，加添我们信心跟勇气。
So we ask that the Lord increase our faith and our courage.
以传道来说啊，我们在神学院受过这个教会历史、教义的历史。
So for all the pastors in TTB, they had to go through.A class on the church history.
啊，当然也知道我们真耶稣教会的历史。
So we know our own church history.
哦，所以有时候我们在这些教义的教会的历史上哦，这个钻来钻去哦，有时候反而会看不到神哦。
And if we spend too much time arguing over the doctrines, then sometimes we may fail to see God.
哦，会失落信仰。
We may lose our faith.
他忘记了一件很重要的事情，就是神跟我们同在的事实。
Because we have forgotten one very important fact, which is that God is with us.
我们在历史当中要去找神，我们在神学当中要去找神。
If we're trying to look for God in history and in TTP,
却没有体会到说神就跟我做传道在一起啊。
But if we don't feel that God is abiding with us,
当我奉他的名赶鬼的时候，鬼都服了。
When we cast out demons in the name of Jesus, and the demons would flee away.
当我奉主的名，哦，照着主的应许按手，就能让人得圣灵。
When I pray in the lay hands on other people and pray in the name of Jesus, the person will receive the Holy Spirit.
哦，这个又真又活的见证就在我们周围。
This real and living God.Really show us testimonies around us.
那是我们却说，神在哪里呀？
But we often ask, where is God and where is His power?
得救的教会是这一家吗？
Is this really the church that is saved?
哦，真的是愚昧又瞎眼。
And we are very blind and foolish.
哦，所以我传道用自身的体验来跟我们弟兄姐妹分享。
So I would like to share with you with my own personal experience.
哦，当你有心要服侍神的时候，神会让你看到他的作为。
If you really have the heart to serve God, then God will show him his work. show you his work.
加添你们的信心，来坚固你的信仰。
He will increase your faith.
哦，所以我们要刚强壮胆。
So we need to be strong and be of good courage.
哦，这个是他哦，这个神带领以色列百姓走干地过约旦河，让他们的仇敌心都消化。
And these lessons came from chapter 5 where the Israelites crossed the Jordan River and made their enemies' heart melt.
好，那接下来他们在约旦河的西边他们要开始他们一个全新的生活。
So after this incident, they are going to start a new life at the west bank of Jordan River.
在这个攻打迦南地之前有几件事情他们必须要做。
Before they start to fight against their enemies of the Canaanites, there are a few things that they need to do.
好，第一件事情神要约书亚给百姓行割礼。
The first thing was that God wanted Joshua to ask to command the Israelites to perform circumcision.
我们看第五章的第三节。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 5 verse 3.
从第二节来看。
Let's start reading at verse 2.
二节那时神吩咐约书亚说你制造火石刀第二次给以色列人行割礼三节。
3.
约书亚就制造了火石刀在出皮山那里给以色列人行割礼四节。
4.
约书亚行割礼的缘故是因为从埃及出来的众民就是一切能打仗的男丁出了埃及以后都死在旷野的路上第五节
5.
因为出来的众民都受过割礼唯独出埃及以后在旷野的路上所生的众民都没有受过割礼在这里要谈到说为什么要受割礼
Here it tells us why they needed to be circumcised
因为那个在埃及出生的以色列人他们是有受过割礼不过因为他们不信通通倒闭在旷野
Because the Israelites who came out of Egypt had all been circumcised however they all died in the wilderness
那出了埃及以后在旷野生的这些男丁都没有受过割礼
All the males who were born in the wilderness had not been circumcised yet
所以神要约书亚重新给这些出埃及以后 所生的这些男丁受割礼。
Therefore, Joshua wanted to perform circumcision for all the males who were born in the wilderness.
我们知道割礼是神跟亚伯拉罕立约的记号。
We know that circumcision is a sign of covenant between Abraham and God.
神跟人定了契约，盖了一个章在人的肉体上做记号。
Therefore, circumcision is a sign of God making a covenant with humans.
这个就是割礼
That is circumcision.
那这个神跟人立约要把他的应许，把他的恩典福气给跟他立约的人。
God makes covenant with the person and wanted to give him blessings.
那照着神所定跟人定的这个合约的内容，凡是遵行的。就能够这个领受到合约所给的好处。
And if the person keeps the agreement in the covenant, then he will receive the benefit of the blessings.
这个是旧约的。
This is in the Old Testament.
所以割礼代表这个属神的人在合约这个保障之下。
The covenant represents the person under the protection of God.
如果你没有行割礼，你没有，等于说你在这个神跟人立的合约上，你没有签名。如果你没行割礼，你就不属于神的跟人所立的这份合约里头的人。
However, if you do not circumcise, then it is as if you did not sign the contract.
所以合约这个行割礼代表属神。
Therefore, circumcision means that you belong to God.
所以我们说以色列百姓是神的选民，就是这个意思。
And that is why we say that the Israelites belong to God.
所以以色列在这边神要这个约书亚重新给百姓行割礼。
Here God wanted Joshua to perform circumcision to the Israelites the second time.
哦，让他们能够成为神的选民。
So that they could become the chosen people of God.
哦，这个是一个身份的恢复哦。
And that is a reenactment of their status.
哦，成为神的选民。
Is to become God's chosen ones.
哦，那行完割礼之后
，After circumcision，
他们又做了一件事情。
They did one more thing.
哦，就是。他们这个守逾越节哦。
They kept the Passover.
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
十节，以色列人在基甲安营，正月十四日晚上，在耶利哥的平原守逾越节，是一节。
11.
逾越节的次日，他们就吃了那地的出产，正当那日吃无酵饼，和烘的谷。12节。
12.
我们先读到这里啊。
We end at 11.
在这里啊，当他们行完割礼之后，他们就守逾越节。
After circumcision, they kept the Passover.
哦，我们知道逾越节的由来是什么
？We know the origin of the Passover.
哦，它是这个哦，在选民在埃及的时候啊，那神兴起摩西要带领以色列百姓出埃及。
When the chosen race was in Egypt, God raised up Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
哦，那神兴起的十灾，哦，来击打这个埃及人。
God used 10 plagues against the Egyptians.
哦，那最后一灾这个击杀长子之灾。
The last plague was the one that is the death of the firstborn.
哦，那神设立的这个逾越节。
And on that night, God set the Passover feast.
哦，要他们用这个羊羔来替代哦。
And God asked them to kill the lamb and use their blood.
羊羔的血抹在门框、门楣上面。
So they rubbed the blood of the lamb onto the doorpost.
哦，让他们免去灭命天使的击杀。
Therefore, when the angels come, the angel will pass over them, not kill them.
哦，所以逾越节预表着新约的恩典。
So Passover prefigures the grace in the New Testament.
哦，也就是救恩的预表。
This is the prefiguration of salvation.
哦，所以我们刚刚讲说割礼哦，预表着旧约的律法，那逾越节就预表着新约的救恩。
So we mentioned that circumcision represent the covenant of the Old Testament, but the Passover represent the grace of the New Testament.
哦，那逾越节也是一种哦，刚刚我们说行割礼是选民哈。神国百姓身份的恢复。
We mentioned earlier also that circumcision is to revive the status of the chosen people.
哦，那逾越节就是神儿女身份的恢复哦。
But Passover is to revive the status of the of their sonship.
哦，因为耶稣基督是神的儿子。
Because Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
哦，他替代我们死。让我们也因着他成为神的儿女。
He died on our behalf so that we can also become the children of God.
哦，所以我们看到逾越节是神儿女身份的恢复。
So Passover is the revival of the status of the sonship.
哦，所以百姓现在行完割礼，也守了逾越节。
So the Israelites have finished their circumcision and have kept the Passover.
他们不但是神的选民，更是神的儿女。
Not only are they the chosen people of God, they're also the children of God.
所以他们在要领受这个产业之前，他们先要恢复他们的身份。
So before they can receive the inheritance in the land of Canaan, they need to revive their status.
行割礼恢复选民的身份，那跟神的国度有关系。
So circumcision revived their status as the chosen ones of God, so that they can inherit.
哦，他们进到迦南地，要建立一个属神的国度。
And after they enter into the land of Canaan, they need to establish a kingdom of God.
哦，守逾越节，这是跟神儿女身份的恢复有关。
Passover is the revival of their status as sonship.
也是跟领受迦南地的基业哈。这个产业有关系。
This also is related to their inheritance in the land of Canaan.
所以以色列百姓他们现在拥有了双重的身份。
So now the Israelites have two statuses.
同样的，今天的我们也拥有这双重身份。
Today we also have these two statuses.
我们接受耶稣基督宝血的洗礼。
We have been baptized into the blood of Jesus Christ.
哦，我们遵守哦，跟啊我们的救恩所啊相称啊主的教训。
We also observe the commandments that are worthy of the gospel.
哦，就等于我们啊是神的神国的子民，也是属神的儿女。
So we are the chosen people of God as well as the children of God.
哦，我们能够承受神所应许给我们天国的产业。
So that we can inherit the inheritance in the future.
哦，那接下来有件事情发生，就是哦，四十年啊，神喂养他们的玛纳停降了。
Next, the manna who has been around for 40 years ceased to come.
哦，因为他们开始吃迦南地所出产的土产。
Because they started to eat the produce of the land in Canaan.
哦，神应允带他们进牛奶与蜜之地。
God had promised to lead them into the land flow with milk and honey.
哎，之前哦，神负责喂养他们。
So in the past, God was in charge of feeding them.
哦，之后他们要靠自己来得到饱足。
But now they have to find their own food.
哦，当然啊，也是啊，神的祝福了。
It is also the blessing of God that they're able to do that now.
因为我们日用的饮食都是从神而来的。
Because food comes from God.
哦，但是玛纳是一个很特殊的。
Manna was a very special food that God provided.
直接从神那边来。
God let manna come into their life.
哦，不经过人手的劳力。
Without it did not go through the work or effort or labor of humans.
哎，哦，今天我们在这个属灵的成长也必须要这样。
So today we need to follow the suit in our spiritual growth.
哦，神用他的话语，这个纯净的灵奶来喂养我们。
God is feeding us through His pure milk of His word.
但是啊，我们要能够长大成人。
But we need to grow.
哦，我们要能够自己去寻求神自己去了解他的旨意来得到属灵的满足跟这个饱足啊。
We need to pursue after him and grow to maturity so that we can be satisfied through the food that he has given us.
哦，换句话说，我们不能够一直停留在单单听道的层面，我们要进道，用行道来进一步见证我们所听的真理。
This means we cannot stop at just listening to his word, but we need to be able to start doing his work and to preach the gospel.
哦，在从当中。我们来建立我们的信仰，我们来确立我们的信仰。
Through this, we can establish our faith and
make sure 我们的信仰establish our faith and make sure it. 所以我们来参加这个训练，就等于我们要开始吃这个迦南地的土产。
Now that we're in NYTS, this is likened to eating the produce of the land of Canaan.
哦，你要成为一个生产者了。
You need to become a producer.
哦，不是一直领受而已哦。
Not just a person who only receive.
哦，当我们回去之后。
After we go back.
我们能够将我们所领受、所学的造就其他的人。
We can edify others through what we have learned here.
哦，借着服事也好，借着传福音也好。让人得到饱足。
Through serving and evangelizing, we are able to feed others too.
哦，这个是从玛纳停降吃迦南地的土产给我们的一个启发。
This is the inspiration from the event of manna being ceased.
那最后这个神的军队元帅出现。
Lastly, the captain of the commander of the army of God appeared.
哎，当约书亚。哦，在这个在他们安营的基甲，看着这个敌方耶利哥城。
As Joshua was looking at their enemies in Jericho.
哦
，in Gilgal.
哎，手里他这个想必胸怀了很大的一个志这个心志啊。
And he probably is doing his work with a very big determination.
哎，脑子里头充满着计划，要怎么样来攻打这一座城。
He probably has a lot of plans in his mind of how to go about fighting them.
怎么样攻占迦南全地？
Or how to take over the whole land of Canaan?
我约书亚是最高的指挥官。
Maybe he thinks he's the highest commander.
我负起了以色列民族这个存亡兴败的责任。
He carries the responsibility of the winning of the battle.
就在这个时候看到有个人出现了。
But then he saw a person.
我们来看这一段的记载。
Let's read it.
13节。
Verse 13.
约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候举目观看，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀对面站立。约书亚到他那里问他说，你是帮助我们呢，是帮助我们敌人呢？14节。
14.
他回答说，不是的，我来是要做神军队的元帅。约书亚就俯伏在地下拜说，我主有什么话吩咐仆人？15节。
15.
神军队的元帅对约书亚说，把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。约书亚就照着行了。在这里我们看到这个神军队的元帅出现。
Here we see the appearance of the commander of the army of the Lord.
手里拿着刀。
He came with a sword.
约书亚一看呢，就问他。
When Joshua saw him, he asked him.
来者何人呢？
Who are you?
你是帮助敌人还是帮助我们的？
Are you for us or for our enemies?
你是敌军还是友军呢？
Are you friendly or are you enemies?
这个对方回答没有说我是站在你这一边的，我是帮助，不是这样回答。
And the person did not answer his question directly.
他说不是的。
He just said no.
我不是来帮助你的。
I'm not here to help you.
我是来做元帅，来带领你们的。
But I'm here to be the commander of the army of the Lord to lead you.
这个答案可能大出这个约书亚的意料之外。
And this answer probably went over his head.
原来最高指挥官不是我，我不是总司令啊。
Now that he understood, he is not the highest commander of the army.
我只是在旁边传令的这个传令兵而已。
He's only the person who is a messenger.
指挥官来了。
But now the commander has come.
所以他就俯伏下拜了。
Therefore, he fell down on his face.
说有什么吩咐仆人的事情。
He asked, what does my Lord say to my servant?
我们从这个接受约书亚的跪拜的这个举动，我们可以知道，这个向约书亚显现的是神本身。
And from the action of Joshua's prostrate, we can see that the person that he saw was God Himself.
因为只有神才配得让人跪拜。
Because only God was worthy of our prostrate.
天使不敢。
Angels would not take that.
曾经呢。这个亚伯拉罕要跪拜天使天使说不行我们跟你一样都是都受造之物。
Once Abraham wanted to prostrate in front of the angel, but the angel refused and said that we are only servants.
所以神亲自要来带领以色列人带领他的军队来征战。
So God came here to lead the army himself.
让约书亚知道他的身份只不过是站在神跟人当中传达信息的。
So that made Joshua understand his status only as a messenger or a bridge between God and men.
真正的指挥官真正的司令官是神本身。
But the real commander of the army is God himself.
这个也给我们一个很大的一个启示。
This event gives us a great inspiration.
今天呢，我们经常会因为我们所承担的使命很伟大，误认为我们自己也很伟大。
Today, as we take up great responsibility, we think that we are very great.
伟大的使命，伟大的自己。
We have this great commission, and we feel that we are so great.
所以我们会看错自己的。
Therefore, we might see ourselves in the wrong way.
甚至会替代神来发号施令。
And we might become the commander in place of God.
所以经常我们会发现 在教会里头会这么有这样的争执啊，什么是神的旨意？我就是神的旨意啊。
So sometimes we see workers of God having conflict, saying, "What is the will of God?" And some people say that what I say is the will of God.
我所想的，我所说的就是神的旨意。
What I think and what I say represent the will of God.
如果你们反对我，就是反对神。
If you oppose to this, then you're opposing God.
就是否定我的信仰。
Then you are opposing my faith.
所以我跟你拼了。
Oh, I am going to fight with you if you oppose me.
哦，他的教会啊，变成哦。哦，这个汉贼不两立哦，这个有不共戴天之仇。我看到你就讨厌，你看到我就闪开啊。
Therefore, sometimes workers become enemies, and when they see each other, they walk away.
不应该是这样子的。
This should not be.
哦，我们都是仆人。
We are all servants.
哦，如果我们知道我们都是仆人哦，我们上面有个主人。
If we all know our status as a servant, knowing that there's a master above us,
他才是最后的哦裁决者。
Then we'll know that he makes the final call.
哦，是他，不是我们。
It is him, not us.
那我们就哦能够看清楚我们自己。
Then we will be able to see our own status very clearly.
哦，我们就不会那么的坚持。
Then we wouldn't be so headstrong.
哎，坚持我们的看法，坚持我们的想法，坚持我们的做法。
That we have to do things certain ways.
好，所以这个哈也是我们每一个侍奉、学习侍奉神应当有的一个观念。
So this is something that we should, a concept that we should have as a servant of God.
好，伟大的使命，不伟大的自己。
There's a great commission, but I am merely a servant.
好，我们都只是仆人而已。
And so I am not as great as I think.
好，所以这个是哦，啊，神军队元帅出现给我们第一个的教导。
This is the first teaching we can learn from the commander of the army of God.
哦，所以当约书亚问对方问这个元帅说有什么吩咐的
？When Joshua asked the commander, "Do you have anything to say to me?"
哦，那个对方啊，并没有哈，哎，开始教导他怎么打仗啦，哦，啊，要做什么准备，不是。
The commander did not start telling Joshua how to fight.
而是叫约书亚把鞋子脱下来。
But he asked him to remove his sandal.
为什么要约书亚脱鞋子？难道那边铺地毯吗？哦，不是啦。
So why is it that he asked him to take off his sandal?
因为那个地方是神圣的。
That is because the place that he was standing was holy.
所以要约书亚把鞋子脱掉。
So he asked him to remove his sandal.
鞋子在圣经里头经常预表着人的行为。
Sandal often represent our deeds.
这个鞋子的或者是脚哈，都是预表着行为的。
And even our feet also represent our deeds.
所以当我们在这个圣餐在受洗之后，我们会为第一次新受洗的同龄举办洗脚礼。
That's why after baptism we will perform foot washing.
为了要跟主有份。
So that we can have part with Jesus Christ.
那在教训上，其中一点就是要追求圣洁。
And another thing that we want them to learn is to pursue after holiness.
所以这个神的元帅要约书亚把鞋子脱掉，因为他所踏的地方是圣的。
So the commander of the army of God commanded Joshua to take off his sandal because he was standing on holy ground.
等于告诉耶稣呀，要圣洁。
That is to tell him that he needs to remain holy.
因为神是圣洁。
Because God is holy.
神的居所也是圣洁。
His dwelling place is holy.
所以见圣洁的神，进到他圣洁的居所的人也必须要圣洁。
So anyone who comes into his dwelling place also need to be holy.
这个是。神军队的元帅对约书亚的吩咐。
That is the command from the commander of the Lord.
所以今天我们每一个要服侍神的人。
So today, anyone who wants to serve God.
我们每一个进到神的这个圣所的人。
Anyone who enters into the sanctuary.
来敬拜神，来向神祷告祈求。
To worship and pray to God.
我们都要保有圣洁的心。
We must have a heart of holiness.
要有圣洁的行为。
An action of holiness.
就如同耶稣亚一样。
Just like Joshua.
我们要把那个血脱掉，不是那个真正的血，要把那个沾染污秽的血，就是行为要去除掉，思想邪恶的思想要去除掉。
Therefore, we need to take off any filth in our deeds and life.
那传道曾经去过这个耶路撒冷。
I have visited Jerusalem before.
那现在所谓的以前圣殿那个地方已经盖了一个回教室了。
And what used to be the temple is now a mosque.
那可以让人家进去参观。
So there are tourists in there.
好像要交一块钱的样子。
If you pay $1, you can tour in the mosque.
但是你不能穿鞋子进去，你鞋子要脱在外面。
But you must remove your shoes before you step in.
那一块钱就是给那个帮你拿鞋子从入口拿到出口放的那个人呢，那个服务费。
So the $1 that you pay is for the person who takes care of your shoes.
那你不能穿着鞋子你要脱了鞋子进到他那个 temple 里面。
So you're not allowed to wear shoes inside the mosque.
那出去的时候，你的鞋子已经摆在出口了。
And as you exit the mosque, your shoes will be there waiting for you.
这个是回教士他们的规定。
And this is the rules of the Muslims.
但是对回教徒来讲，这个还不够。
But to the Muslims, this is not enough.
他们要进他们的 temple 他们还要行洁净礼。
Before they enter into the mosque, they also need to consecrate themselves.
他们有所谓的大净跟小净大的洁净跟小的洁净。大的洁净就是沐浴更衣洗澡。
And they have a major consecration and a minor consecration.
大的就是洗澡。
So the major one is when they have to take shower or bathe themselves.
小的洁净就是你有水龙头沾水洗你的眼、耳、鼻、口。
And the minor cleansing involves the cleansing of your five senses.
这个叫做小的洁净。
And that is the minor cleansing.
这样才能够去见神，才能够拜神。
After that, then you are allowed to go see God and to worship Him.
那当然我们不需要像回教徒，也不需要像旧约的祭司进到圣殿还要要洗手啦，要洁净沐浴我们不需要。
Of course, we do not need to follow all these rules about cleansing, like in the Old Testament or the Muslims.
更重要的是我们的心灵，我们的思想要洁净。
What is more important is that we cleanse our mind and soul.
我们日常生活的行为要洁净。
We need to cleanse our daily deeds.
我们才能够到神的圣所来朝见神。
So that we will be able to come to the sanctuary of God to see Him.
那这是这一章这个。以色列百姓过约旦河开始他们新的生活，在征战之前神要他们做的事情。
So these are the few things that God wanted them to do after they have crossed the river of Jordan.
所以我们看到他们在身份上已经恢复了神的选民跟神的儿女。
So that you can see they have revived their status as the children and the chosen people of God.
在属灵里头，他们不再吃奶，喝奶可以吃干粮了。
In the spirit, they don't have to drink spiritual milk anymore, but to eat solid food.
他们开始吃迦南地的出产。
They started to partake the produce of the land.
再来，在这个领导权方面神亲自来成为他们的元帅。
Lastly, God had become their commander of the army.
不是约书亚，是神本身。
Not Joshua, but God Himself.
这个是一个崭新的迦南地的生活。
This is the beginning of their new life in the land of Canaan.
我们这一章就跟大家学习到这里。
And this ends our teachings today.
从第六章开始就开始了征战的生活了。
From chapter 6, we can see the beginning of the battle.
我们弟兄姐妹有空的时候，我们希望把第六章、第七章甚至到第八章我们把它读一下。
In your free time, please read chapters 6 through 8.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and have a silent prayer.
Amen.